question. What is the most useful feedback that you received last month? Mm. Might be from your colleagues, stakeholders.
It sounds really simple, but it always reminds me when people say that is when I ask why we're doing a research, because sometimes a research question kind of appear and everybody's pretty excited about it. But then if we don't ask about what is the impact that we want the research to do in the applied context, it could not be very useful. I don't want to say it's useless, but the applied researcher's role, as much as I love knowledge, is not to create new knowledge, but our goal is to help the team accomplish the thing with that knowledge. So I think sometimes I got really caught up and enjoy too much just uncovering knowledge. And I feel, wow, it's so interesting, so inspiring, and this is interesting, this is interesting. But when I think back on this feedback on why are we doing this and what is the most important thing, it becomes very, very helpful to prioritize everything, including the research design decisions. Because the most different thing that academic research and applied researcher is that, of course, academic researcher could criticize applied researcher for doing the research that's not solid enough, because we sometimes have to sacrifice some research rigor because of time. Because they say, okay, great, you can, of course, like we want to make decision in 2 months. So either you have a research insight for us or you don't, we're still gonna move forward with it. And if you take 3 months to do the research, then there's no impact at all. So I feel like always remembering why we're doing certain things is the best feedback that I get and constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And question for people who might be user experience researchers or people who are starting a journey in user experience research. Do you have a personal career development roadmap, something that you want to get to know? Or maybe companies or products you want to work with, or some specific ways that you want to develop yourself in a company you are in?
So I used to have this very simple picture. Like I just imagined this is me as a person, and I put out the different aspects I can develop as a UX researcher. So it could be, even though I'm a UX researcher, I want to understand more about UX design. I feel like that could help me deliver better insights, or I want to know more about quantitative research because I started more qualitatively, or with user analytics because I believe in mixed method research. And in with that, I know that I have limited amount of time. So what I do is I would prioritize something in a certain part, even in the certain company that I work at, and have more opportunity to develop a certain part because of the environment that is there. So for example, in my previous company, I kind of venture into quantitative research, and I did a lot of different quantitative research, and it was new and it was super fun, interesting. And then in my mind, in my little graphic, I ventured a bit closer to that. But then when I came to EDA, I spent quite a bit of time doing more product analytics with the support of our analytics team. And then that in my mind, I ventured a bit towards that as well. So for me, it's all about, I think for any UX researcher, it's about choosing your game, because you can go down in so many different places, but you need to focus a little bit. You cannot have everything all the time. And that's why like choosing kind of what kind of UX researcher you want to be is the key, I think, for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Then what is your typical day at work like?
A typical day at work. So I start by kind of reviewing what I need to do. So I think about my multiple projects, and usually I put like all the to-dos per project together. And then, so if I'm in the research, it depends on the stages. I think a lot of times we're actually in planning, to be honest, process of it. I might be putting together a research plan and the research design, and I usually put it in just a Google document, very simple, but then it allows everybody to see it easily. I might have a few meetings with different stakeholders, people we collaborate with, either just trying to understand what their needs could be, or we're working with them together, because I think EDA is quite specific as we have many different type of scientists, and it's really fun to work together and see how our different research superpower could help each other. When time allows, I'm talking about my ideal day, that I could also be reading up on some new knowledge, so either from the industry, from other people's research out in the world and the insights. And I could also be doing some interviews, but that would be a day that's too long. So, I mean, that's, I guess, to be honest, I mean, I ask people these questions all the time, but I think to be honest, the UX research work is quite diverse in the sense as each project has different phases. So it's like we're constantly going through these different phases, and then our days change because of that.
Mm-hmm. Probably the last question I have is, how do you and maybe your team, what do they do to avoid burnout since everybody's working remotely?
Yeah, how do we avoid burnout? I think I did one thing that has become very effective is I don't have my work email on my phone or on Slack on my phone, because I mean, we used to need it because we're on the way, but now we're home all the time. Like there's no real reasons to have it, as I could always jump on and read it, and there's no real things that's so urgent that I need to see it all the time on my device that's next to me when I'm like, I don't know, reading a news and then it pops out. Some people Slack me. So I feel like just by deleting them on my phone, I have a lot more peace of mind, miraculously. I don't even know why. And if something's urgent, my colleague also knows that. They have my WhatsApp, and if they really, really need to find me, they will find me anyways. So it's not like I... Yeah, I don't know what is so urgent that they really need to find, but if they really need to, they can find me still. So I wouldn't worry that I have to be on Slack to see it all the time. And I think doing that allowed me to really sign off when I am not working, even though I'm still in my office at home. Still, yeah. Maybe you will take my advice.
Yeah, I will get my phone and think, okay, now we'll have a session with you. And a bonus short question, if you could write anything on the billboard, your personal message, what would it be?
Who will be the audience for that message?
Yeah, just anybody passing the road.
Okay. I have something I would like to write. I'm just thinking about how to say it in a better way. It's not the best, but I will just say it. It's not the best sentence I can come up with. So I want to say, I will write that product influences people's life. And I'm saying this because, especially for healthcare products, that sometimes you just think, oh, it's such a simple thing that we developed. Like we did this COVID screener, and it feels like it's just a questionnaire that you ask people a question, they answer the question, they get a result that says they might not have COVID, but it's not a medical diagnosis anyways. So it feels like very light and easy. But then when we did the research, I realized that people might be very anxious and worried about the pandemic. They might have some other multi-morbidities that they are concerned about. And even such a simple interaction could, if badly designed and not designed in a considerate and sensitive way, could affect their psychological well-being to the impact that's far beyond we think the simple type of project could do. I'm not saying that it's super dramatic, but I'm just saying that every product that we design and the decision we make as designers and researchers do have an impact. And I would always like myself to remember that and stand on their side and be their voice.
Yeah, that's very beautiful. Well, thank you. Thank you for answering all my questions. It was so nice meeting you.